This is the VOA Special English Health Report. Dengue fever is sometimes called break bone fever. It produces intense pain in the muscles and joints and behind the eyes. People get severe headaches. There are no cures, but most people recover, though some take a long time. Dengue is spread through the bite of infected mosquitoes. 4 related viruses cause the disease. Recovery from one of them provides lifetime protection only against that virus. Scientists at research centers around the world say they are making progress toward vaccines to protect against dengue fever. Robert Edelman at the University of Maryland is an expert in dengue vaccine research. He says at least 2 experimental vaccines have moved beyond laboratory tests and are now being tested in people. The World Health Organization currently estimates that there may be 50 million dengue infections worldwide every year. It strikes cities and rural areas, mainly in warm, wet climates. It causes physical as well as economic pain. Dengue is now found in more than 100 countries. About 40% of the world population is at risk. Southeast Asia and the Western Pacific are the most seriously affected. But it also affects Africa, the Eastern Mediterranean, and the Americas. Dr. Edelman noted that in a severe outbreak this year in Brazil, so many people got sick that hospitals in Rio de Janeiro state had to close. The army set up field hospitals in April, and doctors came from other areas to help treat patients. In Vietnam, health officials say patients have sometimes had to share hospital beds because of large numbers of cases. The WHO says dengue is spreading to new areas and producing major outbreaks. Venezuela, for example, reported more than 80,000 cases last year. These included more than 6,000 cases of dengue hemorrhagic fever. Dengue victims sometimes develop bleeding. This is dengue hemorrhagic fever. The WHO says it was first recognized in the 1950s. Today, it affects most Asian countries and is a leading cause of serious disease and death in children. Each year, an estimated 500,000 people with dengue hemorrhagic fever require hospital treatment. The WHO says about 2.5% die. But people are more likely to die if they do not get help. For now, the WHO says the only way to prevent the spread of dengue fever is to fight the mosquitoes that carry it. And that's the VOA Special English Health Report.